A lot of people don't understand, David, that from 1776 until basically the full ratification of the Constitution in 1789, we lived under a document called the Articles of Confederation, which was the document that governed the first 13 colonies, what became ultimately the first 13 states. What I'd love for you to share is, why was a revision of the Articles of Confederation at Philadelphia, why was that something that did not work? I mean, what was the argument against just revising the articles and going with that rather than just pitching the articles and drafting an entirely new U.S. Constitution?
Well, there are several reasons. Number one, the central government under the Articles of Confederation did not even have an executive. It didn't have a president in the modern sense of the word. The president in the Articles of Confederation was the president of Congress. There was no executive, which means that there wasn't, the central government did not have enough power. It couldn't really do foreign policy very well at all. It could barely manage winning a war because the states had to give whatever they were going to give for the Revolutionary War to occur, and that was sparingly in many cases. The other thing is the states under the Articles of Confederation are really, truly independent nation states. What they really did was form a league like the Greeks had with the city states there. But they were true independent states. There was no supreme law. And if they wanted to, you know, get out of the Articles of Confederation, they could do that. Here under the U.S. Constitution, the federal government is the supreme law of the land for the areas that it is delegated. And those limited areas, it is the supreme law of the land. Unfortunately, that has come to mean just about everything. The states, more or less, are like administrative agencies like OSHA and HUD. They basically administer federal programs. They don't really have any power. So many of the things that we were supposed to have in this country have been taken away from us by the Congress and by the President and a big time by the Supreme Court.